Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is enjoying clear skies with mild temperatures across major cities. Tel Aviv is experiencing a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly warm. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports that former President Trump delivered a combative speech at Mount Rushmore, calling for action against what he termed a domestic communist threat. This was earlier today. Also, Walla discusses how Western leaders are preparing for a NATO summit in Ankara. Erdogan is increasingly seen as a strategic challenge for Israel. This development unfolded in the past hour. Also this hour, the funeral ceremony for Ali Khamenei has begun in Tehran, with chants of death to America filling the air. This comes from Israel Hayom. Separately, JTA reflects on the Entebbe reunion. Former hostages shared how October 7th shattered their faith in Israel's rescue promise. This was from earlier today. And finally, the Jerusalem Post covers comments from the Israeli ambassador, noting that the Lebanon deal focuses on dismantling Hezbollah, not an Israeli withdrawal. This was from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, wrote just minutes ago about the chance of death to America at Khamenei's funeral, highlighting signs targeting Trump. David Keyes, a Middle East analyst, posted earlier today about Mamdani's awkward moment during a video address. Ahmed Al-Khalidi, a regional observer, noted it is day 1001 since Hamas's October 7th attack on Israeli civilians, in a post from earlier. Now for more on those stories, starting with the speech by former President Trump. Israel Hayom reports Trump declared a war on the domestic communist threat during a fierce address at Mount Rushmore. He also claimed success against Iran, suggesting strategic victories in the region. The implications for Israel could be profound, as it might influence future U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. Turning to the NATO summit preparation in Ankara, Walla highlights concerns over Erdogan's regional ambitions, which pose a new strategic challenge for Israel. As Western leaders gather, the focus is on how Turkey's growing influence might affect alliances. The outcome could reshape regional dynamics, impacting Israel's security strategies. Meanwhile, the funeral of Ali Khamenei in Tehran is underway, as noted by Israel Hayom. The Iranian government expects millions to attend, with anti-American sentiments prominently displayed. This development underscores heightened tensions in the region, potentially affecting diplomatic ties. The Entebbe reunion, covered by JTA, brings reflections on a historic rescue operation. Former hostages expressed that recent events have shaken their confidence in Israel's ability to protect its citizens. This sentiment could influence public perception and government policy on national security. Lastly, the Jerusalem Post reports on the Lebanon deal. Israeli Ambassador Leiter emphasized that dismantling Hezbollah is the focus rather than an Israeli withdrawal. This clarification comes amid complex negotiations aiming to stabilize the region without compromising Israel's security. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israel is moving to regulate stablecoins as the finance ministry unveils a new legal framework giving the Capital Market Authority oversight of digital currency issuers. This could foster innovation while ensuring financial stability. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Yotam Alroy, co-founder of Mindspace, has launched the ETA fund Pitlane Capital. The fund aims to support entrepreneur operators acquiring profitable small and medium-sized businesses with plans to expand to $25 million. And finally, Globes announces that Anduril CEO will visit Israel this week. Brian Schimpf will lead a delegation to explore collaborations with Israeli technology firms. This visit underscores the growing interest in Israeli tech innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.